Tonight's shiur is titled Stories from the Gemara, Unhappy Marriages. Tonight we're going to look at Gemaras and Yevamos, which includes stories about various chazal who had unhappy experiences with their wives. And then we're going to take up different ideas and different points about marriage and a happy marriage. So let's look inside in source number one. It's the Gemara's Yevamos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. So there's a bunch of stories here and a couple concepts. So I'm going to read through the whole Gemara, and then we'll try to isolate the questions and break it down. So it starts as follows. Rav Hava Miftar Rabbi Chiya. Rav was leaving his friend Rav Chiya. Amar Leh, he said to him, to Rav Chiya, Rachmana Litzlach Mimidi Dekasha Mimosa. He said to him that Hashem should save you from something that's harder than death. Umi iki ika midi dekasha mimosa. What's worse than death? What's harder than death? Harsher than death? Nafak dak v'ashkach. He thought about it. Umotza ani mar mimaves esa isha. So the answer was his wife. So Rav was leaving Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya said to him, I think it was Rav Chiya who said to Rav, that Hashem should save you from this, from something that's harsher than death. And who was it? It was his wife. Okay, the Gemara goes on. So we're going to explain that. We're going to come back and explain the Gemara, but that's the first point in the Gemara. So Rav Hava Kamitsara Le Debisu. Rav's wife used to torment him. He used to cause him a lot of trouble. Ki Amarla Avidi Li Tlufchi. When he would say to her, can you make me lentils for dinner? So she would make him Avdale Chimtzi. She wouldn't make him lentils, she would make him peas. Chimtzi Avdale Tlufchi. And when he would ask for peas, she would make lentils. So she would always do the opposite of what he wanted for his meals. Like a Rashi, chimtzi min kitnios. It's a type of vegetable. Okay, so basically Rav's wife used to torture him or torment him, cause him pain, by never responding appropriately to what he wanted for dinner. She would always give him the opposite of what he wanted. Ki gadal chia brei apechla. His son, Rav's son Chia, realized what was happening, and every time Rav would ask for something, Chia would ask his mother for the opposite. Amar lei yailalach imach. So Rav recognized this change, that everything was being, his requests were being answered properly, and he said to Chia, your mother is getting better, she's improving in terms of responding to my requests for various foods. Amar lei, he said back, ana hu deka pechnala. So Chia said, I'm the one who's changing what you're asking for. Meaning, when you ask for chimtzi, I'm telling her tlufchi. And when you ask for tlufchi, I'm telling her chimtzi. And that way she'll make the opposite and end up responding to you appropriately. Amar lei, hainu deka amri inshi. He said back to Chia, this is what people mean when they say, dinafik minach tamam lapech. That your offspring teaches you wisdom. Atlo ta'avid hachi. But you still shouldn't do this. Shenamar limdu lishonam davar sheker ha'aveh. So he told his son, Chia, you still shouldn't lie, because when you lie, so it lends itself to you getting familiar, and lies become common for you, and then it leads to sin. Okay, so the first story is that Rav's wife used to not answer his requests for dinner. She would always give him the opposite, and then his son, Rav's son Chia, recognized this was happening, so he changes around the request. And Rav thinks that his wife's improving. In the end, it turns out that Chia is changing the request. So he ends up saying that Chia did the right thing. Or he didn't say he did the right thing, but he recognizes the wisdom there. But also he tells him not to do it because of Sheker. So that's the first story. Rav Chia, hava kametzare le debisu. Rav Chia's wife used to cause him pain. Ki hava mishkach midi. But whenever he would find anything, tzare le besudre umais niela, he would store it in his handkerchief and he would give it to her. So he would give her all these nice things. Amar le Rav. So Rav said to Rav Chia, "Vaha kametzara le lamar. She causes you so much trouble. Why are you doing this?" Amar le. So he said, "Dayenu shemegadlos banenu. Is enough that she raises our children. Umatzilos osanu minachet. And she saves us from sin, meaning our wives." So that's the second story. So the second story is that Rav Chia's wife used to cause him a lot of trouble, and nevertheless used to save stuff. Whenever he would find anything, he would buy stuff for her. And he answers that he recognized what she did for him, and he still appreciated it. And the last thing is, Makri le Rav Yehuda le Rav Yitzchak Berei. So Rav Yehuda was teaching his son, Psukim. And he came to this pasuk. Umotza ani, it's in Koheles. Umotza ani mar mimavas es aisha. So I found something that's worse, more bitter than death. The woman, Amar le kegon man, who is this referring to? Kegon imach. So he said, your mother. Your mother is worse than, more bitter than death. V'ha masni le Rav Yehuda le Rav Yitzchak b'rei. So didn't Rav Yehuda teach Rav Yitzchak, his son, Einan amotza koras ruach ela me'ishta rishona, that a man only finds peace with his first wife? Shenemar yihi mekorecha baruch usmach me'ishas nurecha. That really, the idea is that you find happiness with your first wife in your youth. V'amr leh kigon man. So it's a stira, it's a contradiction. On the one hand, Rav Yitzchak was saying, Rav Yehuda was saying that his wife was motza marmi mavis, was worse than death. And now he's saying that your first wife is really the wife that you find happiness with. So kigon imach. So he says it's like your mother. Your mother is the one that you find happiness. Maskif tkifa v'ivuri mi'avra v'mila. So she was very fast to get angry. She got angry very quickly, but she would also be calmed down easily. So that on the one hand, there was happiness there, but it was mixed emotions. On the one hand, she was a good wife. She could be easily be calmed down, but she had a very quick temper. Okay, so then the Gemara goes on. So there's three stories, really. Four, actually, if you include the first story. So the first story was just that Rav Chiya davened for Rav, basically, that he should be saved from his wife. And then you have the story of Rav and his wife. The first story is that Rav's wife never gave him the food that he wanted, and then his son ends up tricking his mother, and Rav says you shouldn't do that. The second story is about Rav Chiya, who recognized that even though his wife was tormenting him, that he valued her. And the third story is the story about Rav Yehuda, and how, on the one hand, his wife got very angry very easily, but on the other hand, she was easily appeased. Okay, so those are the three stories. So now the Gemara goes on. Heichi dami, keep going in the Gemara, and then we'll, like I said, we'll come back and we'll ask all the questions and answer. So heichi dami isha ra. So what is a bad wife? How do you define a bad wife in the Gemara? The Gemara asks this. So Amar Abaye said, mekashta le tacha u mekashta le puma. So she prepares a tray of food for him, and she also prepares her mouth for him. Look at Rashi. Three lines up from the bottom. Puma lekalel ulegadef adzman su'uda kedei letzara. So she gives him the food, she prepares food, but she keeps bashing him and cursing him until he eats in order to cause him pain. So that's a bad wife. A bad wife's a woman who prepares food, but in the meantime keeps bashing him and causing him pain. Rava amar mekashta le tacha umahadra le gaba. So Rava says something different. She prepares a tray of food for him, and then she turns her back on him. So that's the other opinion. So Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Kevan Shenasa Adam Isha. We're going to read a couple more lines. When a man gets married, Avunosa Mispachikin, his sins get stopped off. They get closed off. Shnemar Matza Isha Matza Tov Yafek Ratzon Mahashem. So the pasuk in Mishlei says that when you find a woman, you find good. And it refers to the idea that you're going to be your sins will be stopped, and you'll find you'll be in God's ratzon. B'marava in the West, ki nasev inish itisa. When a man would get married to a woman, amrila lehachi, they would say to the man, matza o motza. Did you find matza o motza? Matza dichsev matza isha matza tov. Did you find a good wife? Motza dichsev motza ani mar mimavas isha. Or did you find a bad wife? Because a bad wife can be worse than death. Okay, so that's the end of the Gemara. We're not going to do the next line. So that's the end of the Gemara. So the Gemara presents us with a bunch of stories of a couple of unhappy marriages amongst Chazal. And then the Gemara goes into what a bad wife is. And then the Gemara has a strange idea that they would, in the West, they would say to a guy after he got married, did you find a good wife or a bad wife? So there's a lot of questions on this Gemara that are very relevant psychologically, sociologically. But the first question, we're going to order it in this manner. Even though I'm not going to take the Gemara's order, the first question is, what is a bad wife? What's the idea that, we'll start with that. What is a bad wife? So the Gemara says that there's two possibilities. Either it's a wife that prepares a tray of food for her husband, and but she also prepares her mouth, meaning up till this Mansuda, she keeps berating him. And the other opinion is that she gives him the food and then she turns her back on him. So that's what the Gemara says. So first, let's identify the key characteristic to what a bad wife is. And then after that, we'll try to explain why it's worse than death if you have a bad wife, if a man has a bad wife. What's the comparison? And then why do they say in the West, the Ma'arava, did you marry somebody good or not? What's the relevance of that? Why would you say that to somebody after they got married? And then finally, we'll get to the stories of Chazal and what their relevance, what they're trying to teach us. Okay, so that's the order I want to take. So the first question is, what is the Gemara saying when it says, what is a bad wife? Isha Ra. So, Hechi Dami Isha Ra. What is the case of a bad wife? Amar Bai, Mekashle Le Tachel, Mekashle Le Puma. She prepares a tray of food for him, but she also prepares her mouth, meaning she's ready to berate him. She berates him. Rav Amar Mekashle Tachel, Mahadrele Gaba. What are those two ideas? So I want to try to explain that first. Okay, so does anybody have any possibilities? Why are those isolated as the essence of what an Isha Ra is, a bad wife is? So to answer the question, let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam, based on the Gemara, brings down some interesting halachos about marriage and Hilchos Ishus, about how a man and a woman should treat each other in a marriage. So it's Hilchos Ishus Perek Tes Vav Halachia Tes. V'chein Sivu Chachamim She Adam Mechabed Es Ishto Yeser Migufo V'Oavo Kigufo. A man is, the Chachamim commanded a man to respect his wife more than his own self, and also to love her like he loves himself, kegufa. Vim yeshlo mamon marbe betovasa. If he has money, he should try to treat her. Kefiya mamon, based on how wealthy he is. So he should treat his wife, he should spoil her. Velo yatil ala ema yesera. He should not be scary to her, frightening. He should not frighten her. Via diburo ema benachas velo yetze velo roges. He should speak to her in a very calm way, and he shouldn't be depressed, nor should he be angry, but he should be calm when he speaks to his wife. So the Rambam says that the Chachamim prescribe how a man is supposed to treat his wife. He's supposed to respect her, he's supposed to love her, and he's supposed to spoil her. That's the idea in the Rambam. And he's always supposed to speak to her calmly. Now, how is a woman supposed to react to her husband? So look in Halacha Chaf. V'chein tzivu chachamim ala isha shetia mechabedes es baila biyoser midai. So a woman should respect her husband a lot, a lot. V'yelo aleha mora, there should be some type of awe. V'tase lo kol ma'aseha, she should want to do things for him, to kind of serve him somewhat. Al piv, v'yeh be'ineha kemosar o melech. She should look up to him as if he was a ruler or some type of authority. Mahaleches betavas libo o merachekes kol sheyisna. So she should somewhat sublimate herself to him. This is how the Jewish people, the Jewish marriages, react to one another. If men and women act this way towards each other, so it'll be great, it'll be very positive, a good marriage. Okay, so what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam is very interesting. So you could tell from the Rambam that the Rambam, I think, understood some basic elements of human psychology, of woman psychology versus a man psychology. But what he seems to be saying is that in order for a marriage to be successful, a man has to understand what a woman wants, and a woman has to understand what a man wants, and how love is viewed in the eyes of a man and love viewed in the eyes of a woman. So what the Rambam is saying, this is not, I know this is a general principle and there are always exceptions to the rule, but I think generally the Rambam is saying that a woman wants to feel like a man's thinking about her and loves her and she wants to be cherished. And a man wants respect, and a lot of a man's love or sense of being loved is tied to his ego and tied to how a woman respects him. And a woman's not as neurotic in that sense, or not as tied to ego, and love is more genuine. It's just, but she also wants to be cherished. She wants to be thought of more so. That's why the Rambam says, "V'ohava k'gufo," he should love him like himself, love her like himself, meaning he should respect her and he should think about her just as much as he thinks about himself. It should be an expression of just as much as a person thinks about themselves and their own, because a man's essentially more egocentric, so he should love his wife as well, and he should be thinking about her and express that to her and treat her. He says he should pay for her, he should give her gifts, and he should spoil her. So the idea is that the woman's psychology tends to be that love is expressed through the idea of of a man thinking about her and cherishing her and thinking about her outside of them being together. And a man, his sense of love is reflected from how a woman respects him somewhat. And there's a sense of respect is very important, that she looks up to him. That's very important for a man in marriage in order to feel somewhat loved. So I think the Gemara is based on that principle, if you accept that as true. So I think the Gemara is saying an interesting point. So what is a bad wife? So the Gemara says there's two possibilities. Either a woman who makes a tray of food for her husband, but also berates him up till the Suda. And the other possibility is she makes a tray of food and she turns her back on her husband. So what is that? So the Rambam is saying that the Gemara is saying that a bad wife is a woman who fails to understand what a man needs in terms of how his love is tied to respect. Meaning, it's respectful, it's a sign of respect to serve a person, to make food for a person, and that's a good thing. But to berate a person, in the meantime, takes away from the expression of love through the respect, through the servitude. So the idea in the first concept is abaye. He's saying that if a woman makes food for a man, she's demonstrating that she respects him and she wants to provide him with food and she wants to take care of him. But on the other hand, if she's berating him up to that point, so she's really denying him that experience, that pleasure of being served. So she's really denying him that. So according to one opinion, abaye, a bad wife, is a woman who doesn't allow her husband to feel respected, or she doesn't accurately and precisely provide the adequate level of respect for her husband so that he feels appreciated and loved. And the other side is similar. So the other opinion is Rava, and he says it's where a woman serves her husband and turns her back to her husband. So what's that? So that's an idea of a disingenuous type of servitude. Meaning, if you serve somebody, but then you turn your back on them, what you're just saying is that I'm serving you, but I don't really respect you. You know, I'm giving you food, and I'm doing the action almost as a rote action, but I don't really respect you. So according to the other way is when a woman serves a man and is demonstrating an act of servitude, but she makes it disingenuous. She turns her back on him when she gives it to him. So that's also denying a man what he needs in terms of a relationship with his wife. So the Gemara is saying a very deep idea about marriage. It's saying that a bad wife, and we'll get to a bad husband, but a bad wife is a woman who doesn't understand or doesn't want to accept this concept that a man needs respect, that it's part of the way that he feels loved. And when a woman denies him that respect or that sense of respect, so it's damaging for him, and it creates a lot of strife in the marriage. And there's two ways she can demonstrate a lack of respect. Either she could taint the servitude with berating him. So on the one hand, she's serving him, but on the other hand, she's bashing him. So that's one way. And the other possibility is that she can make the act of servitude just a rote act, disingenuous, that she doesn't really respect him. She's just doing this because she has to. And that's also a demonstration that she doesn't understand what her husband really needs in order to feel loved and in order to feel close and a connection. So the Gemara is accurately, and the Rambam together, they're accurately teaching us a very important facet about marriage, which is that a woman has to recognize how a man's psyche works. And if she wants to be in a good relationship, this is from a woman's perspective, if a woman wants to be in a good relationship, if she's able to, or capable of expressing to her husband that she respects him and looks up to him, so then it'll be happier and the man will be happier and it'll create a happier environment. But if a woman tries to deny a man that for whatever reason, if it's her own issue or because for whatever reason, so when she does that, it creates a strife in the marriage. So the Gemara is prescribing and the Rambam are prescribing an idea of how a woman should understand how a man thinks and how a man perceives respect and how important it is for him to feel closeness and love. So I think that's the first idea in the shir. Okay? The second idea, the next point is, why is it that the Gemara keeps comparing having a bad wife, a man having a bad wife and a bad marriage, to being worse than death? Now, what's the comparison between Umotzani Marmi Mavis Asaisha? Look in Koheles. Look in source number 4. The Kohala says, it's Perek Zayin Pasuk Chaf Vav, Umotza ani mar mimaves esa isha asher hi mitzodim macharamim liba asurim yadea Tov lifnei Elokim yimaleh mimena v'chotei yilached ba. So I found something that's more bitter than death. The woman who ensnares a man and whose hands are bound. Tov lifnei Elokim yimaleh mimena. So one who's good in front of God should escape from her, and a sinner will be taken by her. So the pshat in the pasuk is like Rashi. Look in Rashi. It's not talking about a woman in specific. It's actually a woman is a reference to avodah zarah. So look in source number 5. Umotza ani mar mimaves. Rashi says she kasha me'asar devar makashim shenivru ba'olam kediisa v'vavavasra v'ashutfen umotza ani mar v'kasha mimena es ha'isha zu apikorsus. So apikorsus, heresy is isha, is the woman. So the woman in the pasuk in Koheles is not really referring to an actual woman. It's referring to apikorsus, heresy. That heresy ensnares a person, and a person has to try to escape from it in order to avoid being ensnared into the idea of being an apikorus. And then the Rashi goes on, v'charam im liba loshon mechmoras. It's the idea of a net. So it ensnares you in a net. Asurim yadeh, look at the next sheet. U'mesheh zika ba'adam areu ken nikshar b'kshuri avosos. When a person's apikorus and he's attracted to that, a heretic, so it's as if he's tied up in ropes. Asurim shem davar shokshurim. It means bound. That's what asurim means. So the pshat of the pasuk has nothing to do with marriage. The pshat of the pasuk in Koheles, according to Rashi, is that it's talking about being a heretic. But the Gemara learns out, umotzani marmi mavis za'isha, it's referring to a bad marriage. When a man is married to a woman who's causing him a lot of trouble, so it's worse than death. So the question is, what does that mean? Why is it worse than death? So we already explained what makes a woman an Isha Ra, that she doesn't recognize that her husband's sense of love is tied to an idea of respect for him and his own ego. But why is it so bad? Why is it worse than death if a man is married to a woman that doesn't understand that, that doesn't give in to that? So the Marsha explains, look in source number 6 and number 7, very interesting Marshas, and then we'll give our own explanation. So it's very fascinating. So he says, Rachmana Litzlan, Mimidi de Kasha Mimosa. So he said, this is the first story. So Rav Chia said to Rav that you should be saved from something that's worse than death. The Ashkach Umotza Ani Mar Mimavas, Lefi Inyano Shemedaber Be'eshes Ish. So he wants to say it's not talking about Avodah Zarah, it's talking about Eshes Ish. That when a man is ensnared by sleeping with another, with a married woman, so that's what it's referring to. Asher Himet Sodim. The Gomer, it traps a man. Aval ein bo tam lios mar mimaves yosher mishar averos. Why is this any more bitter than any other avera? Val korchach darshu be isha ra shemetziras isha ad sheomer tov mosi mechayai. So it can't be referring to an actual avera, because why should Eshes Ish be worse than any other avera? So rather, it's referring to a woman, a bad wife, where a man is so depressed that he says that it's better that I die than live. So that's what he says. Motza ni mar mimavis is when a man gets so depressed that he'd rather die in this from this relationship. So the Marsha explains. Look at the next Marsha, and then we'll put it all together. So why is it so bad? What's so bad about having a bad relationship and having a bad marriage where you're not married to the right woman? So I'm looking at this from the man's perspective, and like I said, at the end of this year, we'll take up how a man's supposed to act towards his wife a little bit. But look in source number 7. So he says, Matza o Motza. They used to ask, in the Marava, they used to ask a person after he got married, did you find somebody good or bad? Rotza lomar, Matza kariala ish, shematza lo isha tova. When it says Matza, you found, it's referring to a man. A man found a good wife. Ro'i l'sameach bo, she's appropriate, fitting for him to be happy with. Ki ilu matza metzia, as if he found an object. He got lucky, he found an object, he found a good wife. Aval b'isha ra'a, but by a bad wife, lo ka'amar matza ish, doesn't say that a man found her. Ki ena metzialo, it's not like a found object. Aval amar shlomo umotza aniesa isha ham yuchedes lios moshelis alav. So rather, it says umotza ani, I'm found with a woman who is trying to dominate him. Ki da'amrinam perek ezu neshech. It says in ezu neshech, one of the prakim in Bava Metzia, kol she ishjo moshelis alav. Any man whose wife dominates him, Tzoek ve'eno nene. So he can cry out to Beis Din, but they're not going to respond to him. Meaning, he created this situation by marrying this wife, and they can't help him. He's stuck. And this is fascinating. V'remez, there's a hint to this. Ha'isha, in the bad pasuk about a bad wife, it says, Motza Ani marmi mavis es ha'isha. Ha'isha gematria, the gematria of the word ha'isha is 5-1, yes, it's ha'isha. Gematria ish is the same as ish, because you take the two hays and that's 5 plus 5, 10, and it's the same as ish. Shehi b'makom ish. So when is a wife a bad wife? When she is in the place of the husband. V'siyim b'isha tova, but in the pasuk in Mishle where it says, Mata isha mata tov, when you found a good wife, you found good. Mata tov kishi isha v'hu ish. It's a good when she acts like a woman and he's the man. K'mashakasa v'hu yimshal bach. V'hainu tov k'mashakasa v'lo tov heyos adam levada. When he is more masculine, so that's when it's good. But when she is more masculine, that's when it's bad. So what is the Marsha saying? The Marsha is saying similar to what we said on the Gemara before, that really there's an idea, and this isn't in every marriage, but really the idea is that in a marriage there should be a masculine figure and a feminine figure. And when the feminine figure, the woman, takes on the masculine role, so that's when there's problems. That's why the Torah says, Kohelet says, Motza ani marmi mavis es ha'isha. Ha'isha, the gematria for ha'isha is ish, meaning when she plays the role of a man, so that's when it's bad. That's when it's worse than mavis, and it's worse than death. But when she's an isha, matza tov, when you found an isha, a woman, meaning a woman who's willing to act in a feminine way, so that's tov, that's good for man, and a man can function properly. So the Marsha is beautiful. It's really fascinating. He's saying that really, in order for a marriage to be a happy marriage, there has to be a division between a masculine and feminine, and the man has to be in the masculine role, tends to be more of an aggressive type. There's a certain masculine role, and the female takes on a more feminine role. But if the opposite takes place, if the female is taking on a masculine role, so then it ends up creating a lot of strife. And the Torah says, in Kohelet, it says, Motzani marmi mavis is a isha. When the isha takes on the role of an ish, like the gematria, so that's when it's bad. So why is it worse than death? So I think the idea that it's worse than death for a man when he's in a bad relationship with an isha ra is that death is the idea of man's own mortality is really, it really breaks down the ego of man. Because when you think about your own demise, your own death, it stops you in your tracks for most men and for most people. But men in particular who are tied to their own ego, their own strength. So when you think about death, it's something that really cuts down your ego. So I think the same idea exists by a bad relationship with a bad wife, meaning that the Kohelet and the Marsha are saying that Motza ani marmi mavis is a isha, that when a woman takes on a more masculine role, so it cuts the man's ego down. And when the man's ego is cut down, it's even worse than the fear of death. It's even worse than the thought of death and his own mortality. So that's the danger of being in this type of scenario, this type of situation. So that's the second point. So the second point of the Shia, the first point is, what is a bad wife? So we said a bad wife is a woman who doesn't understand her husband, what her husband needs to be happy and to be loved. And the second point is, why is it worse than death? Because when a woman takes on the role of a masculine role, like the Marsha says, and she doesn't realize that her husband needs to be looked up to, respected, so what ends up happening is that the man's ego gets cut down, and it's worse for him. In the man's, from the man's perspective, it's a bad situation because he feels a low self-esteem. He feels like his whole ego is cut down, his masculinity is cut down, and that's even worse than the fear of death and the thought of death to man's psyche. So I think that's the second idea. There's another possibility to...
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm saying that the role of, I mean, to use, I guess, more descriptive terms, I would say that a man tends, in general, to provide more security to the relationship. That's like a masculine thing. Like, a woman wants to feel, like, protected by her husband. That's like a masculine thing. And a woman wants to be taken care of a lot of times. She wants to be protected. I think that's, like, a good expression of masculine versus feminine. But when a woman is the protector and the man is the one feeling protected, so that's bad. That's not a normal situation. So that would be one example of like masculinity and femininity. One example, but there's other. It's just the way that a man. It's also the idea the Rambam was saying that a man wants to feel respected, but for a woman, respect, like being looked up to, like she's a like she's an authority figure, is not as important to a woman. But for a man, well, just because you work doesn't mean that you can't express this in the home, you know, after work's over. So I think, you know, a man should, you know, I was just talking to my chavrus about this today, but, you know, a man should buy flowers for his wife and demonstrate that he thinks about her and, you know, he's thinking about her all the time. And a woman, when her husband gets home, you know, obviously there's some practical issues nowadays. But when a man's home, like, she should try to understand that a man still wants to be looked up to, and she should demonstrate that. Never try to undermine, you know, his respect and his sense of, like, feeling authority, an authority. So if she does that, if she undermines that, so then it'll just create a negativity in the relationship. Doesn't mean that you have to worship your husband. There's always degrees, you know. It's not black and white. But the main point is that part of a man's sense of feeling loved is tied to respect. And if a woman doesn't demonstrate that she looks up to him, she looks at him as somewhat of an authority in some area, and she feels like security in him, but she looks up to him like the Rambam says, like a melech or sar. You don't have to go to that degree, but it just means that when you're around your husband, you should treat him like that. You should try to understand that about him. And a man has to understand about his wife that she also wants, the Rambam says, mechabda, you also have to respect your wife, but he says that you have to love her, and you have to love her like yourself, and you have to think about her, and you should try to spoil her. So all those things are true. So on the one hand, I understand your point. There's more of a division of labor nowadays. It's more necessary. But on the other hand, when you're interacting on a more emotional scale, I think that's what the Gemara is addressing, how a woman should perceive her husband and vice versa. So let's go on. There's one other point here, actually. It's very important. There's a medrash in Koheles Rabbah which has a different interpretation, a little bit, of what a bad wife is. So let me... I brought down the Medrash. It's Koheles Rabbah, Parsha Zion. It's on our Pasuk in Koheles. But it's really... The Aramaic is really difficult. And there's an Eitz Yosef. I'm going to read you the Hebrew version of it. It's in the Eitz Yosef on the Medrash Rabbah. And it tells you the story. And it's a different idea of what an Isha Ra is. So this idea is as follows. It says, Uvda, there was a story here. Let me just read you the first line in the Medrash. It says, Motza ni mar mi maves es ha'isha, Rabbanan amri ha'idei shehi tovas biyado dvarm she'enu yachol lamo behen, sof shehi memisa osa misa mara. When a woman is too demanding of her husband, so eventually it'll lead to a bitter death. That's how the Medrash starts. And there's a story to back this up. So Uvda, I'm going to read you now, I'm going to read the Hebrew now in the Eitz Yosef. Uvda, maisa haya, Be'ish echad, shehaya lo shachin gazlan. There was a man whose neighbor was a robber. V'haya yotze b'layla u'mekafeach es abrios. This robber would steal from people at night. V'haya zan u'mefarnes es bonav uvnosa b'yom. And then he would feed his children and his household during the day from the stuff that he stole. Amra lo ishto shel oso ha'ish. So the wife of the man, not the robber, but the man whose neighbor is with the robber, his wife said, "Ma ra mazla shel osa isha shenidbekar bach." How bad is the luck of the woman that stuck to you? Meaning, I can't believe I married you. V'shev amrlo einata roe banav shel ploni shachin shelano heichem ochlem v'shosim. Do you not see how they're eating and drinking? They have so much stuff. Amrlo, he said back to her, "V'chiata rotsa she'ese kemoshu osa." Do you want me to do what he's doing? Klum she'etze ve'akapeach es abrios. Do you want me to steal from people? Amr lo uma bechach. She said, "You know what's with this?" Amr lo, Ezil lechi imi. Go with me. We'll go together. Ela shachin. We'll go to this neighbor. V'tirtze v'tefayis oso sheikach osi imi belaila. We'll try to convince him to take me with him so that I can steal with him. Halchu shneim, the husband and wife, went to this neighbor. V'ayu mefayisam oso v'lakach oso ima. So he agreed. The neighbor, the robber, agreed to take the husband of this wife's husband with him on this robbing spree. So they were caught. They were about to get caught. The robber, the shachin, he was able to escape because he knew how to do this. The one who went along for the first time, he didn't know how to rob. He was captured. and he was hung. There's a mashal, the one who's last, the last robber gets hung first. So the story is that, what's the case of Mota Marmi Mavis Seisha? It's a woman who whose expectations of her husband are too demanding. So the story was that this woman, she sees that her neighbor's a robber and he's very wealthy, he's supporting his kids, so she wants her husband to do the same thing, and he ends up joining the robber, but he ends up getting caught in the end because he doesn't know what he's doing. So what's the purpose of the Medrash? The purpose of the Medrash, I think, is expressing another idea about what an Isha Ra is in the man's, from the man's perspective, from the Kohelis' perspective. It's an Isha that puts unrealistic expectations on her husband. So the idea is that when a man feels pressured by his wife and not respected or appreciated by his wife, but the pressure and the expectations are way too high, so it ends up leading to mistakes. It leads to mistakes. A man makes mistakes in order to please his wife when the expectations are too unrealistic. And that's Motza Isha. That's what it means. Motza Isha Marmi Mavis is a Isha. It means that a woman has to be aware that a bad wife is a woman who places unrealistic expectations and pressure on her husband, and it ends up leading him to negative mistakes and leads him to mistakes. So it's another point that that the Medrash is mentioning, that it's not just enough that a woman respect her husband in order to have a good marriage, but also she has to recognize that when she places expectations on her husband, which he feels naturally, if they're unrealistic or they're too demanding, so it'll end up causing him harm, and it'll end up being negative for him. So that's another example of a bad quality, a bad trait. So that's the idea, I think. Okay, so I think that's the idea that the Medrash is saying. So one other point, I want to skip source number 9, but we'll skip it, and maybe we'll do it a different shear. So then there's source number 10. So there's the opposite, was that a man is supposed to, the Rambam says that a man is supposed to respect his wife, and he's not supposed to place fear upon her, really. He's not supposed to frighten her. There's no idea of abusiveness in the Gemara and in the Torah. So look in the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Amatel Ema Yisera B'soch Beiso, Sof Hu Ba Lidei Shalosh Averos. So anybody who's too extreme in creating an environment of fear, a man who creates too much fear in his household, meaning to his wife, the Rashi explains this to his wife, will end up leading to 3 averos: Gilui Arayos, Ushchichas Damim, Mechila Shabbos. It'll lead to Gilui Arayos, which is inappropriate relationships. Shvichas Damim, which is murder, of Mechila Shabbos. Look at Rashi. What is that? Shemagiyas Mantvilasa Be'ez Tina V'hi Yira Lomar Lo Tavalti Meshamashto Nida. So what'll happen is a woman will be so afraid of her husband that in the cold winter, if she didn't do tefillah, she's going to lie to him and say she did because she's afraid of him. And then he's going to have relations with a nida, which is really, really, which is gilei rayas, which is a big problem. It's an eser karis. Shvichas damim ki hacha o pa'amim sheborchos mipanav v'nofeles ba'achas hapechasim o begesher. So that's another situation where she'll be so afraid of him that she'll run away and she'll slip and fall off a bridge and she'll die. V'chil shabbos pa'amim shemadlekes nir o mivashelas. The third situation is Chil Shabbos, meaning she'll want to prepare food for him for Shabbos and be so scared that he's not going to be satisfied that she'll cook on Shabbos and end up violating Shabbos. So the Gemara is saying that a man has to be careful with how he treats his wife, and obviously if a man's abusive, the Gemara goes so far to say that it's going to lead to these cardinal sins, these terrible averos. So what is that idea? What's the concept that the Gemara is expressing about a man and how he's supposed to relate to his wife? This one last point. Other than all the things the Rambam said, that a man's supposed to love his wife like he loves himself, and he's supposed to spoil her, but what's this idea? So this idea seems to be, this is the last point in the shir, that a man has to recognize that when he's aggressive towards his wife, if he is aggressive towards his wife, his authority in a woman's mind could be distorted. So that's why you have Bizman Azeh nowadays, the idea of battered wife syndrome. So a woman, because she's in a relationship with a man, that relationship could lead to a distorted idea of the nature of the strength and authority of a man, to the point where it creates a philosophical issue, because a woman's idea of her husband could be so distorted that it could usurp her idea of God. And that's what it means, that it leads to these cardinal sins, meaning that if a man has to recognize when he's with his wife that on the one hand it's great that you want to be respected, but on the other hand you have to treat your wife properly, and if you act in an aggressive, abusive way, so not only obviously is it usher because of bin adam chavero, but it also creates a distorted idea and a philosophical idea, because a woman ends up viewing her husband as a greater authority than he actually is in reality, and it ends up distorting and creating a flaw in her relationship with God, in her idea of God. Because now she's so scared of her husband that she's running away. She's so scared of her husband she's willing to violate Shabbos. She's so scared that she runs away and trips and falls and she dies. Meaning her idea of her husband and her fear of her husband is distorted. It becomes exaggerated. And that exaggeration not only creates a psychological and an emotional issue, but it also creates a philosophical issue. And a woman's approach and attitude and relationship with God is affected by how a man treats his wife. So that's the idea that the Gemara is trying to express. And also, finally, just the story. So you have all those stories with the men, Chazal, whose wives treated them poorly. But what do you see from those stories? You see that despite all that, they all lived with it. They were all appreciative. None of them were abusive towards their wives. In fact, Rav said to his son, "I should have done this. Like I should have. You know, I never thought of this." Meaning, he never thought of lying to his wife in order to get the right food. Meaning, he had grown accustomed to it. He was willing to live with it. He wasn't abusive towards her. He didn't yell at her. The Gemara doesn't say he beat her or anything like that. It says that he went along with it. It was one thing that he had to accept. And it's the same thing with the other idea with Rav Chiya. He said even though his wife was torturing him and mean to him, and it wasn't a happy marriage for him, but he recognized the good that she provided, that she raised his family, and she said that she saves him from sin. So you see that Chazal, even when they're in a bad marriage, they didn't react. Obviously, they should communicate, but the Gemara is saying that they didn't react in an abusive way. They recognized how their wives were, and they accepted them. And they accepted them for how they treated them, and they were able to cope with it, either finding some value or finding a good in their wives, despite the fact that their wives were tormenting them. So it shows you a certain level of maturity amongst the Chazal, a certain perfection amongst Chazal. Okay, so that's the last point. So let me just summarize the shir. A lot of points about marriage here. But really, the shir started with the main Gemaras in Yevamos. And there's a couple points. So let me just go in order of the points that we made. The first point was, what is an Isha Ra? The Gemara says it's a woman who serves her husband but also berates him. And the second was that she serves her husband and then she turns her back on him. So we said that both ideas or concepts are tied to what the Rambam brings down, that a man's sense of being loved is tied to respect. And that's unique to a man. So the Gemara is saying that if a woman recognizes that, she can be a good wife. But if a woman denies her husband that pleasure, that idea of feeling respected, so it ends up creating negativity in the marriage. And that's the idea of a bad wife in the Gemara. So a bad wife's a woman who won't give in or denies her husband that pleasure of feeling respected. So either she serves him in a disingenuous way, or she serves him, but she also berates him. So she doesn't let him enjoy feeling respected. So that's a bad wife. And then why is it worse than death? Because it's worse than death because it cuts down man's ego. Because the most important element of his personality is ego and feeling strong, powerful. And when he has a woman who functions in a more masculine role, so it ends up cutting him down, much like the thought of death cuts a man down. When he thinks of his own mortality, it cuts his ego down. So too, a woman who takes on a more masculine approach, it also cuts down a man's marmi mavis. Then the third idea is the concept that another point is that a woman has to recognize that her expectations of her husband, if they're unrealistic, if they're there's too much pressure, so it'll end up causing her husband to fall into certain errors and mistakes. And that's the idea of the pasuk. And the last point was how a man has to recognize, sometimes he has to recognize how his authority can be perceived in the minds of his wife, and how he has to be careful about that in that realm. And furthermore, you see that Chazal, despite the fact that their wives the Gemara says, tormented them. You know, they were disrespectful to them. Nevertheless, they still were able to live with it. They were still able to see the good in their wives and try to exemplify the good in their wives in order to try to live in this relationship, to try to live in this marriage. So that's what the Gemara is trying to teach you. So I think those are all the points in tonight's shiur. Anybody have any questions or want to add anything? All right. So everyone, have a good Shabbos. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.